Caster Semenya, the exception. Caster Semenya has won 3 world championship gold medals and 2 Olympic gold medals in the 800 meter since her pro career began in 2009. She won all her titles without doping, just relying on her natural-born body and intensive training. But once Semenya started winning, competitors and IAAF officials called her sex into question because of her muscular body and deep voice. The IAAF brought her in for sex verification tests, which were publicly leaked, violating all kinds of privacy laws and human decency. The testing revealed that Semenya is intersex. Though she identifies as a woman and was assigned female at birth, she has XY chromosomes and naturally elevated testosterone levels. But Semenya's testosterone levels are still far below those of men. So this matter is complicated and should be handled delicately, right? Instead, in 2018, the IAAF announced new rules that required athletes with differences of sex development take medication to lower their testosterone levels before being allowed to compete in the 400, 800, or 1500. If you think that very specific rule sounds like it's targeting Semenya, you're not the only one. Semenya is seeking to qualify for the Olympics in the 200 meter and the 5000, and it appears unlikely that she'll meet the qualifying standard for either. But when the system is designed to keep you out, what choice do you have but to try every door and window?